Police release new video of fatal crash involving Kieran Lacey after lawyer claims late LSU player's innocence. By Warner Todd Houston on October 7, 2025. The Louisiana State Police have released a detailed response video to allegations made by LSU wide receiver Kieran Lacey's attorney that the investigation into the player's deadly car accident was botched. Lacey's attorney, Matt Ory, commented on a video that he suggests shows that Lacey was driving his green Charger dozens of yards away from the site where two cars smashed into each other on December 17, killing a 78-year-old man. The evidence submitted in the crash report does not support that Kieran Lacey should have known that his actions were the cause of the crash that happened approximately 72 yards in front of him, Ory claimed. However, the state police released a video of their own, laying out all their evidence, and they claim Lacey was at fault for the accident. In the video, the police explained that the accident occurred in front of Lacey's car because he was driving erratically and caused another driver to react appropriately to avoid a head-on collision with Lacey's car. The LSP video explains that a green Dodge Charger is seen traveling south in the opposing lane on LA 20 at a high rate of speed, passing three passenger vehicles and one loaded 18-wheeler in a designated no-passing zone with a 40-mile-per-hour posted speed limit. The video continues, as a green Dodge Charger returns to the southbound lane. Aggressive braking and engine deceleration are immediately followed by a crash that can be heard on the surveillance footage. Attorney Ory claims that since Lacey had been back in his lane at least 70 yards behind the spot where the accident occurred, he could not have been the cause of the accident. But the LSP says that the accident occurred because a driver in the northbound lane feared that Lacey was going to hit him head-on before the football player had cut back into his proper southbound lane. All evidence collected supports the conclusion that Lacey's reckless operation of the green Charger in oncoming traffic triggered the chain of events involving the other drivers, ultimately resulting in the fatal crash, the LSP said in a video. Lacey was arrested for the accident in January and was released on $151,000 bail. He was charged with negligent homicide, felony hit and run, and reckless operation of a vehicle and the death of the other driver. The player was found dead in a car with a self-inflicted gunshot wound in April. During his five-year collegiate career at the University of Louisiana and LSU, Lacey caught 162 passes for 2,360 yards and scored 26 touchdowns. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.